It's time for a little R&R.
Ball into the bucket, lays it up and in.
Ball game, Rizzo!
Live in the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
This team is going to be tough when they finally get it together.
Sit back and relax. Let Russo and Rizzo take you home.
Oh, mercy!
Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106 with Colin Russo and Mike Rizzo. We're live here at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. Having a good time, seeing a lot of fancy vessels just hanging around here. A lot of these are going to get sold in the next couple days throughout the weekend, so come check it out down here at Las Olas Marina. We're aboard this beautiful Azmat 2024 S7. Having a great time. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Damian Perez. We'll loop in good friend of show, but first, if you listen to, miss any of the show today, miss any of Theoretically Speaking, miss any of the extended coverage that we do throughout the week, go download the ESPN South Florida app. It's free to download on the App Store, and it's great because it's got everything. All the beats for South Florida sports. That includes that the Florida Panthers, all the games right there on the app. That's Inter-Miami, English and Spanish broadcasts you can catch on the app. If you miss any of Russo and Rizzo or Theoretically Speaking on our weekday programming, you catch that on the app. Miss any of Saturday Tailgate with Mike Rizzo, 9 a.m. on Saturday, you can catch that. And also Sunday Huddle with myself and Cade Chumslin on Sundays. It's all available. It's all basically listenable anywhere in the country on the ESPN South Florida app. Download it today. Steve Pollitt Sr., the Good Karma Brands president, the Palm Beach Sports Commission Hall of Famer, joins us now. Steve, hello. How are you?
Guys, great talking to you.
All right, Steve, we're at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. Tell us a little bit. I'm sure you've been to this a number of times. That's our first question. Have you been? And number two is, are you a boat guy?
Yeah, I've been. Boat shows are really fun. The best part about boats is when you have a friend that owns one, because it's so nice to go on somebody else's, because there's a lot of work that goes into a boat. These are very, like, they're unbelievable water vehicles that have just so many different bells and whistles. I love checking out the different offerings, walking around and experiencing one. In fact, Colin, I think you should buy one while you're there, and I'd be happy to be a guest on it.
Now, Steve, we got the grand tour from the Autograph Yacht Group, our good buddy Andrew. There are some impressive vessels here. I mean, first off, Colin thought a $2.8 million boat was $300 million.
All right, you're upping the price. I thought it was about $100 million.
No, I mean, Colin was dead wrong on how much a boat and a vessel actually cost.
Was I dead wrong to assume that a four-story boat with pool deck chairs on the fourth floor with, 17 different spots to sit on the boat was going to be more than $3 million? Consider myself a little surprised that is actually I thought it was $100 million. I didn't realize it was a $3 million boat. I think that's a steal. I think that's a – go for it. I mean, if you have the finances, go get a boat. Steve, go get a boat. We'll come on it.
Wow. I mean, Colin, it sounds to me like then there's some great value out there. And
there
again,
is.
I think these are some things you may want to take a look at. You're a water guy. You go swimming. So you can go out in your boat, you can anchor it, and then you can do your mile swim, and you can come back, and you'll be out in the ocean. No one will be in your way, no bumping into anybody. I feel like that could be a good move for you.
Steve, you're not a boat person. You can never see yourself being a boat owner?
Well, I mean, I'd love to own a boat. I'd love to have a lot of things. Oh. But I definitely would love to own a boat. I just said that I love when my friends have a boat so I can go on it and not have the responsibility of the boat upkeep. But sure, I mean, I'd love to live on the water, have a dock, have it at a marina, be able to, like, have it, whether it's dry dock, brought down, take it out. I mean, here in South Florida, everybody should have some kind of boat or boat access.
You think Steve would invite us on his boat if he had one?
No.
I think Steve...
Absolutely not.
Yeah. We would be, when Steve's out of town or, like, one of his kids is having a birthday party on the boat, then Colin and Mike can come in and, hang out to the side or something like that. I don't think we'd be invited with the high flyers. I think, Steve, are we wrong there? Would you invite us when you're bringing out the buddies? When you, like you said, you go out and join out somebody's boat, you're not... Are you going to invite Mike and I?
I mean, you guys got some, between the two of you, guys got a lot of weird habits. So
what do you mean?
Sure.
What does that even
where
mean?
You'd be on the list of ESPN.
What's my weird? What's a,
yeah, I don't know. Weird. Wait,
what is a weird
are
habit?
Are you nervous
for?
About us scaring off your friends?
Both. I mean, Mike's got the weird stuff with doing his laundry. Colin's got the weird house set up.
Mike Rizzo does too much laundry, and he's not allowed on Steve Pollitt Sr.'s boat.
Yeah, now we're digging. We're digging for
That's ridiculous.
Steve, it's all right.
Hang on. Here's the thing. Colin, you got invited to Uncle Mark's yacht, but you couldn't go, so we'll get you on the boat.
I forget when that was.
We don't need Uncle Steve. We got Uncle Mark. We can go down there in Boca and go on the boat whenever that was.
So in the hypothetical situation where I have a boat that I don't have, that I didn't roll out the red carpet for you guys,
I think it's a little phony that you're not going to invite us on your hypothetical boat. Yeah. If you have a boat and you're not inviting us out on it, I think that's – you join our show once a week. You're a part of our program. I think at the least you could do is just get us the floaties, and we can hang off to the side. We can hang out in the back.
Just pull me off the barge. Pull me off the barge.
Steve, we'll drive the boat. I think the fact that we're not invited is a little funny.
I feel like Mike's the kind of guy that would wear like a life jacket the whole time. Just out of some kind of nerve.
Steve, I'm an excellent swimmer. Like, you're dead wrong there. I am an excellent swimmer.
My mother made me swim even after we're docked. Uncle
Steve, I am a 5-time gold medalist at the Strongsville Community Champs in the breaststroke. I'd be saving you, brother. My mother made me do that godforsaken swim team until I was 14 years old so she could gossip with her girlfriends. Okay, her and Auntie Janet.
I don't know,
you're
man.
Dead wrong
you
there.
Seem like kind of
you're
guy
dead
that's
wrong
like
there.
Be real nervous. I feel like you'd be nervous being the wave.
I'll do a backflip. Steve, I'll do a backflip off the front of the bow, and you'll see how nervous I am. Now, Uncle Steve, I did find my future boat. It had the hot tub in the front. I asked Colin earlier. I'm going to ask you the same question. Do you think I should scrap up the $2.8 million first, then find the girlfriend to go on the boat with, or find the girlfriend first and then get the $2.8 million? How do you think I should do this?
I mean, you know what? If you feel like you have to buy a $2.8 million boat to get a girlfriend, I think it says everything about you. I think we just learned.
She might not be there for the boat. Am I understanding you're girl first, then boat?
Getting a boat? Can't you control that in some capacity?
I think he said I'm so far away from getting a girl. I mean, listen, you might be onto something.
About the
there.
Boat or the girl?
But at the same time, Steve, you know, all right. So you're girl first, then boat. Fair play.
I agree with that. She might be there for the boat.
And I did
she
too.
She might be there for the boat.
Never know.
Don't you want her to like love you for you? And also, let's just say you meet somebody and she's great. But she has a seasickness thing. Your relationship's going to break up. He's like, I'm sorry. I love you. You're the love of my life, but I bought this boat, so I need someone that can go out with me every weekend.
We can hang at the marina. Uncle Steve,
you can hang at the marina every Sunday when you take the boat out.
No,
so just
no.
Get her a lawn chair on the side
no,
of the marina.
No, you guys are dead wrong. You have a marina party. If she doesn't like going out on a boat, she could be on the boat when it's docked at the marina. You know, deal. We're swaying a little bit back and forth.
Be on
there.
The harbor. She could be on the harbor.
Like what we're doing, brother. We're on the dock right now having a great time with the autograph.
Or Steve.
Group.
Or Mike just gets a bigger boat that doesn't sway as much.
I haven't seen the social media. Are there pictures of you guys out there?
Uncle Steve, go to @ESPN West Palm's YouTube page, and you're going to see me lounging it on the beautiful Azmat yacht. Brokered by our good buddy Reed.
Now, Steve, a big thing here, number one, is there are big distinctions in terms of size, in terms of boats. I don't know if you know a lot of boat people, but this is a yacht that we're on, I believe.
It's a yacht. No,
this
it's
is
a yacht.
Yacht.
Correct.
And then I think it goes to super yacht, and then it goes to mega yacht, and then it goes to giga yacht. And apparently, it's like DEFCON 1. It's a big derogatory term if you say that somebody's mega yacht is a super yacht. Or you say that somebody's super yacht is a normal yacht. And I'm curious, and we talk to a bunch of guys who sell these boats, and all they tell us is these guys, the average lifespan that they have a singular boat is 28 months because they always want a bigger boat. Their buddy gets a 65-footer, they want the 70.
Yeah.
Then the 70 to a 75.
Well, you know, with Donnie, when you
That's stupid. That's a waste of time.
Uncle Steve, when you got your boat and Donnie pulls up with the Mega and you only have the Super, you know, all of a sudden you're in the market for a boat.
I don't know. I feel like, Steve, I'm curious. Are you like that with any type of item? Are you a guy you need to get a better car?
Do you compare yourself? About that. No, I'm not. And maybe that's wrong to each his own. But I'm not like on the first tee of the golf course and someone's like, oh, I got the new driver. I'm not, oh, I guess I better get the new driver. I don't think that the material item has to define you. Obviously, Mike thinks differently. Because he thinks he needs a boat with a hot tub before he can even
hang on,
talk
not
to
a boat, a yacht,
a
Steve. I need a yacht with a hot tub,
and then I get a girlfriend. Correct.
Yeah, I mean, like, and Colin on the other side thinks, like, you know, living in a hostel with 20 people is also, you know, super attractive. So,
Steve's been dead wrong today. Another one where he's dead wrong.
It's all right.
You
want to know where Uncle Steve isn't dead wrong, or youth basketball league? Because I tell you what, Steve, we got our first practice tonight.
Have you had your first practice yet, Steve? You're coaching against us in the 7th and 8th grade league up in Gardens for youth basketball. Have you had your first practice yet?
My practice will be right before your practice, just like it was last year.
He's big on this. That's exactly. Steve said it. He wants to keep an eye on us.
He wants to keep an opponent this year. He's the opposition this year.
Well, yeah, I know. Listen,
and you know, Steve.
No Belichick. No Spygate, Steve.
You know, the thing about Steve is Steve schedules extra practices. So these guys are going to have 2 days, you know, before school, after school.
We're going to be resting.
3-4 days a week.
We're resting.
He's going the Parcells route. And instead for us, we're going to practice once a week. And we're going to take teams to the woodshed.
As much as you have your one scheduled practice, and you can practice as much as you'd like above and beyond. Look, if you guys want to put in the minimum, then put in the minimum. You know,
I would. If I was a youth player, I would request a trade off Steve's team. When Steve schedules his fifth practice in the first week, I would request a trade.
Now, Steve, are you in the installation? Are you in the install phase where you're installing
Steve's
your offense and you're installing your defense?
He's going to come with a whole plan. He's going to come with three assistant coaches.
At my public-facing practices, I mean, you'll see nothing. I have my private practices where we'll do.
Where, at your own personal gym? Instead of a boat, Steve bought a personal gym.
We got 7th and 8th grade. Yeah, it's like when they would play the games on the USS, you know, whatever.
On the aircraft carrier.
Yeah, exactly.
But they had to cancel the game because of the dew point. Yeah, they had to cancel the game, Steve.
Yeah, I would request a trade if I was on Steve's team.
Well, Steve.
And he schedules his fifth practice in a week, and we're going on a boat, and then, you know, Steve doesn't invite the team out.
Maybe you send me out an hour early, and I keep an eye on Steve.
Do a scouting report?
Yeah, maybe I keep an eye on Uncle Steve.
We got to tune Steve's team up. That's going to be our Super Bowl. We got to make sure.
I want cameras
here. I could lose every game. I could lose every game.
I want ESPN Play, Kate Chumslin. I want cameras there. I want the whole thing there when we take down Uncle Steve.
Steve thinks he's Pat Riley.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, Uncle Steve thinks he's going to take us to the woodshed. They got another thing coming.
After I heard the whining and complaining all last year, as did everyone who listens to this show, we had to make sure we set you up with a team that's ready to
hang
win.
Hang on, set us up. Colin drafted that team
this year.
Colin, defend us. Defend us.
100% true. I drafted my team this year.
You will not hear
us
complain
about that.
This
is our team.
Yeah.
Last year, for example, Steve actually drafted our team for us, and then the first thing he said is, these guys are all friends. There's your positive. I'm like, well, any basketball players? Not many. You know, great kids. We loved our team. But, you know, we won one game over the whole year. And we had 5 free agents that were added to our team as well. Steve knows these kids, you know, because he's got his son, Evan, is going to be playing in this league as well.
Yeah, I'm going to try to trade for Evan, by the way. I want Evan on
our team. So, Steve, how about this? You actually think we'll have a good team this year, I assume, right?
Yeah, you know, I think you guys are going to be very competitive, and you're going to be one of those early teams that a lot of people have high hopes for. Definitely,
Steve,
one of those front runners.
Will you be bothered if and when we beat your team?
I mean, I'd be bothered if I ever lose.
You know what I'm trying to say. You'll never hear the end of it.
No, not at all. I'd be happy. You guys are volunteering your time. You're not like dads. You don't have kids. You don't have to do this. You want to do this. You're giving back. I think you're a great role model. It doesn't mean we're gonna like roll over so you can beat us, but I would take solace in that you know you guys suffered a tough season last year. I'd be happy. I would be very happy for you both. If you're wondering, would you get over on me and it would bother me? No, I'd be very happy for you guys.
Dude, Uncle Steve has his own playbook for us. He's not running plays against the riffraff.
Steve is going to be snapping clipboards left and right.
No.
Like Bobby Knight throwing the chair onto the court.
Steve has plays specifically just for when he plays us. That's my two cents.
You think it's going to be a whole different game plan?
I think Uncle Steve might run circles around us. We got to make sure we're prepared. We got to make sure.
I think we're going to beat Steve. I think his team's going to get nervous.
But listen, we got to make sure we're prepared for Steve because he's going to be ready.
I think his team's going to get nervous.
He's going to be ready for us.
All right. We'll see. Now, Steve, World Series Game 5 tonight. Have you been surprised with how the Blue Jays have played? Number one, number two. Who do you have favored the last three games potentially of this series?
Well, not surprised. Like the Blue Jays have gotten there with this like timely hitting and random performances from pitchers. Like they've just been like pressing the right buttons all year. I have loved the series because of the drama in it and, you know, stars. I mean, it's been great. It's been great to see Vlad. It's been great to see people like emerge. What I think is best for baseball is for the Dodgers to lose in Game 7 of the World Series this year. They said that would be great for baseball. Because you have this team that's built, right, and that is a payroll that's like twice anybody else, international, like, stars. And it's great if they could get there, but, if they win, I think nobody's excited except Dodgers fans. Like, no baseball fans aren't excited because it's all right, the Dodgers bought this incredible team and it worked out. But if they lose, it's like, ha-ha. Everybody else, every other team, it's probably the same way people feel about the Yankees, is that to me would be the best thing as a baseball fan for baseball would be for the Dodgers to lose in Game 7 of the World Series, preferably in dramatic fashion.
I tend to agree with Steve there. You know, what did we say before? We were kind of hoping that the Dodgers would rock them so things would change so the Dodgers can't get such a competitive advantage. I like where Steve's head is at with the World Series.
Yeah, I root for the chaos. So I think we're past the point where the Dodgers can dominate and then the payroll disparity cannot be as glaring as it once was. I think now I just want to see a classic World Series. I think that's what the whole goal is the rest of the way.
And I feel like the World Series has had some years it's just totally drowned out, and it's not like it hasn't been a whirlwind NFL or college football season. Like, there's a lot of drama going on in both of those. Even the start of the NBA, to me, feels like it has more buzz than it has had in the last few years, whether it's because of the new networks, whether it's because of, you know, a lot of stars going off early in the year, Wemby, whatever. But I feel like baseball has hung in there with some visibility throughout this, obviously the 18-inning game, but just like the general heroics so far in the World Series have kept it up there.
Steve Politino with us. Steve, did you stay up for that 18-inning game?
Nah, not to the end of that game. Are you crazy? Who stayed up to the end of that game?
Colin did. I mean, Uncle Steve, I would have been up, but we had an early morning. I got about an hour and a half of sleep. My body shut down at about 10 o'clock.
Ah, look at that. Steve blowing off the game. How about that?
I mean, well, you know, I mean, Steve's very – he's the
Colin,
president
you
of the company.
Colin, you watched the whole game?
Yeah.
Colin, you watched the whole game.
He did. Steve, he did. Give him credit.
I was texting in our Russo and Rizzo chat, and once the text started stacking and nobody else started responding at around the 11th inning, that's when I realized
Steve,
that was in no man's land.
Steve, I don't blame you. You're one of the leaders of the company. We need you ready to go in
I
the
think
mornings.
Steve should have watched the game. That's my problem.
He's, Brad Scott, he's got to pee next
week. All right. You sleep.
You know what next I did? I listened to Unsportsmanlike and heard a great recap of what I missed the night before.
You think they stayed up for the game?
I'm not sure, but I think they were up when the game was going up. When the game was finishing, I think they were up.
All right. Steve, what's going on with Duffy's?
Well, Duffy's has it all for you guys this football season, or is it baseball season still, or NBA season? Whatever it is to you, it is right now, like the barbecue pulled pork nachos, the Duffy's double smash burger, and then, of course, you can add the touchdown tots two different ways with the buffalo chicken or the OG cheeseburger tots. And the award-winning wings, you always know the award-winning wings at Duffy's. 17 different flavor profiles to choose from. 2-for-1 drinks all day, the game day buckets, and of course, your favorite game on any of the 80 TVs at your local Duffy's. No one does it like Duffy's at Duffy's Sports Grill. Our game is always on. I'll see you guys on the court tonight. You going to make it from Fort Lauderdale?
We're in a tough spot.
Don't worry. We're going to hustle.
Steve, we're in a tough spot here.
We're going to be there right when it starts, and we're going to be ready to put on a heck of a practice, and you're going to be sitting there thinking, boy, oh, boy, did I make a mistake coaching in this league alongside these two. That's what you're going to be.
Yeah.
Steve?
Did you even reach out to the parents yet? Have you guys even reached out to your team?
Steve, can I be honest with you quickly?
You mean two dopes? I mean, I got a text from Colin yesterday. I'm not getting any emails from the league. Riz is nowhere to be found. The people who run the whole thing are like, Steve, didn't these people coach last year? Very embarrassing.
Hang on, Colin, you put together a great email.
Great email.
I was about to say, you'd be proud of us. That's what I was going to say. But apparently,
who'd
the rest of the league thinks we're dolts.
Yourself?
You think we're a bunch of dolts?
You know what? Yeah. You probably send it to your two in the morning.
I've been called a lot of names today.
I've been called a lot of names today. That's why I can't take Steve seriously. Steve thinks he's Pat Riley, and I'm looking forward to proving that he is not.
Who'd you text it to? Yeah, I'm getting texts from your own producer saying Colin is sending texts to a chat group that nobody was awake on. I feel like that's your communication with your parents and your basketball team.
Thank you, Steve. Looking forward to talking again next time. Happy birthday to Brian Rowitz, our content bros. That is Steve Palatino, the Good Karma Brands president and Palm Beach Sports Commission Hall of Fame. We got to take a time out here live from the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. We're live on site. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter /X at ESPN West Palm. Also on the ESPN South Florida app, which you can download today. Live from the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show with Autograph Yacht Group at Las Olas Marina down here in Fort Lauderdale aboard a beautiful 2024 Azmut S7. Get Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez back at City Play Studios. Steve Palatino, who just joined us, our Palm Beach Sports Commission Hall of Famer, and a good conference.
Call me weird in so many terms.
They called us dopes.
Dolts.
Dopes.
I thought dolt, D-O-L-T.
Is that even a word?
I think that's dopes. New York. That's dolts is New York jargon. Damian Perez back at the City Place Studios. Didn't he say D-O-L-T?
He said dopes.
I think he said
a
dopes.
Stupid person. No. So dolt.
Dope.
D-O-L-T means a stupid person.
I think dope.
Regardless, yeah, Steve was very critical of Russo and Rizzo today.
Hey,
that was chaos. That was pure chaos.
We're big-time coaches, and he's not inviting. If he gets a boat from down here at the yacht show, he's not inviting.
I told you, we got Uncle Mark and the Miss Amy. We got the Miss Amy to go on anyway.
He's not invited, by the way.
Correct. Because he wouldn't invite us on his hypothetical boat. And he's also not invited to my hypothetical hot tub boat when I find my sweetheart.
You got to find your girlfriend and then get the boat.
I don't think that's how it works. I think it's boat first, then girl, but, you know.
You need to find somebody who's not there for the boat. You need to find the girlfriend and then surprise her with a boat.
Yeah. Might be onto something.
We'll see.
Regardless, that boat was unbelievable. The Autograph Yacht Group, amazing time today. Absolute amazing time today. I love that hot tub. I'm gonna make enough money to get that damn boat one day.
Hey, you're so into a hot tub. Just get a normal hot tub. You don't need a hot tub on a boat.
No, but, dude, there's a hot tub and then a hot tub on a yacht. Imagine having a hot tub on a yacht. Dude.
I don't need a boat. I don't need a boat. I don't think I need a boat.
I need a boat.
You need a boat.
I need a boat.
You need a girlfriend.
I need $2.8 million. Hot tub on a yacht. Then the girl.
I could come on the boat. Damian Perez could come on the boat.
Of course.
Steve Palatino, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
I mean, he called me a dolt.
A dope.
Dolt.
If you missed any of the show today, you can go listen back on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, all those great places. Just go to Russo and Rizzo. We'll be back at it tomorrow. We're going to be live at Hard Rock Stadium for a little Thursday night football action between the Ravens 30. And the Dolphins. That should be a whole lot of fun. Looking forward to that preview. Actually, a game that has a little bit of implication because AFC North, a little takeable. Baltimore Ravens, despite being 2-5, there is a path for them. They have an easy schedule, but it starts by beating the Dolphins, who are coming off a good win over Atlanta on Sunday. Once again, download the ESPN Southwood app to catch us wherever you get your shows. That has been Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Damian Perez saying so long. See you next time. See you tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on ESPN 106.3.